6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo. Good morning, dude.
Man, how you doing this morning?
I'm really good. I'm good. It's been, you know, kind of slow at the shop because the weather's all over the map, just like it is, I think, everywhere in the eastern part of the country. But
yeah,
we're doing well.
Open up the windows, seeing ice on the trees. That is not a usual thing for us.
Well, not for us here. Yeah. It's a little over the top. So anyway, we've been trucking along, keeping warm with our pipe. I was mentioning earlier on the pre-show, we were kind of talking about tobaccos and whatnot, and man, I've been pounding some Scottish mixture lately. Nice Virginia, little mild bit of aromatic tobacco has just been really good for me. So, man, I'm gonna go to the shop and bundle up this morning and light my pipe back up.
Dude, sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds good, man. Okay, so we just had the International Pipe Day. Pipe smoking day.
That was fun.
So the Squire, I mean, y'all packed up with some pipe smokers?
We did. Yeah, it was actually a great time. We had an opportunity for everyone to bring tins of tobacco in that they have opened up and just, you know, any portion of their cellar. I brought almost every bit of tobacco that I had in my personal cellar and then any tobaccos that the shop had kind of stowed away. And so we opened all those tins up. People just got to sit around all day and smoke stuff like, Esoterica. You know, we had Penzance and we had, Orlick Golden Slice and some Rainer tobacco. I mean, it was just all over the map.
Fun stuff out there. Yeah,
it was really a lot of fun. So.
Well, and not only is it all over the map, you introduced a little something new.
What did we do?
You introduced Bowser.
We did. We introduced Bowser's Castle,
dude. You copied me on Facebook on that. I was like, what?
This is awesome. It was sweet. Yeah, I totally had forgotten about that, Bo. Yeah, we came out. We debuted our latest tobacco, which is called Bowser's Castle. Now, I don't know if any of y'all, if you're a local listener, you may know, but we've got a great friend of the shop and a good personal friend. He's a young man named Briar Bowser. And
yeah.
If your name is Briar Bowser, number one, have to be an interesting person.
Right.
You have to probably love anything to do with Mario. But you also have to smoke a pipe because your first Christian God-given name is Briar.
I mean, it's destiny right there.
Yeah.
You were going to be a pipe-smoking gamer.
It is really awesome, and that's exactly what he is.
Exactly.
Anyway, Briar is a big Latakia nut. I mean, he's one of these people that could just eat it with a fork, you know? And so, finally, he turned, I guess it was 22 late last year, and about, I don't know, maybe an hour before I went to his little birthday shindig that they had, I was like, I'm gonna make Briar a birthday blend. And so I just sat there in the shop by myself for, a while, kind of putting some stuff together. And it's got about 35% Latakia. It's really, kind of over the top. Mellows out pretty quick, but you know, it's still one of those that you open the jar up and you're like, oh, that's what burnt peat moss smells like. And anyway, it has become, it was such a hit. Breyer started sharing it with his friends, and and it just kind of got out in the community, and then we've put it online now, so people are buying it internationally. And man, Bowser's Castle, it's a new blend.
It's a thing now.
And it is loaded up with Latakia. It's got a few different types of Virginia, some of that nice caramelized stove Virginia in there, and you know, some a little dash of Burley. Man, it's just great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we're really tickled about it. And I mean, with a name like Bowser's Castle, you got to try at least one.
Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, for some of our more silver-haired listeners, they might not recognize what Bowser's Castle is.
Yeah.
Although for some of our just starting to silver hairs, that speaks right to you, because that's right where I'm at.
Right.
Both in terms of gaming and hair status.
Or silver-bearded listeners.
Well, and then I'm also kind of curious if younger listeners even, like, Bowser's still a thing, right?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I don't have a Wii, so I don't know what the Nintendo thing. But of course, Bowser was the bad guy in the original Mario game.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And he was consistently the bad guy for a while, though they introduced Wario and some other guys.
That's right.
Bowser's the quintessential Mario.
Yeah, he's the dinosaur creature looking thing that you can kind of you know, imagine Mario having to bounce on his head three times before he can win the level.
Well, actually, in the original, you actually had to jump over him, because if you try to jump on his head, you die.
Oh.
You remember that? Like, you had to jump over him and touch the axe on the side so that the bridge would go down and he would fall.
I remember that. I beat that game like one time. Have you seen those videos on YouTube where people have beaten the original Mario?
Using the warp zone, man.
No, it's, I mean, they can beat it. If you practice really hard, you can beat it the entire game in like, what, like 2.5 minutes or something?
It's all timed out. It's all timed out. But I think the 2.5 minutes, they do have to use the warp zone.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, we've got an awesome interview planned for you guys today. We've got Rush Beardcore joining us. Now, Beardcore, of course, has been on the show before when we first sat down and talked about their big project they've been working on called Father the Flame, which is a really awesome documentary about pipes and pipe tobacco and really just kind of the community that persists throughout. And so if you like this show, you're going to really, really love this film. We talked to them a little bit. Maybe about a year ago, you know, kind of got some you know, an idea of what they've been working on. Really wanted to have them back on again as they've furthered the production and as the scope's kind of changed a little bit, just to kind of give you guys an update of where they are, and also just kind of hang out with Rush, because he's a cool dude.
Oh, he's awesome.
All right, man. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the interview.
Absolutely.
On the phone with us right now, you know him. We love him. He's one of our friends of the show. We're talking, of course, about Rush Beardcore.
Beardcore.
Father the Flame.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this morning, brother?
Doing well.
Man, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we are glad to have you online and talking a little bit about the wonderful project that you guys have been working on. But first, what you been smoking these days?
Aromatics.
That's great. What can I mean, are you paying for something?
Well, I got a blend in the fall, and it's kept very nicely up until now, and it's called Sleepy Hollow. And it's a fall blend from Strauss Tobacconist out of Cincinnati.
That's great.
And one of my friends put me onto it, so it's great. Other than that, I've been smoking the Sutliff Perique Virginia blend as well. So,
Gotcha. Well, of course, your partner in crime, Chad, could not be with us, which is unfortunate with them, but we're glad to have you on the show today. For those of our listeners, because we're constantly getting these new listeners who've not really been familiar with Father the Flame, give us just kind of that 1,000-foot view. What is this project? and of course, listeners can go back and listen to our first interview, but just kind of in a nutshell, what is Father the Flame?
Father the Flame, I'll steal from what Chad wrote too, is a film about the world of pipes, both the people that make them and the people who enjoy them. And you know, we started this project back in 2012, coming in contact with Lee Irk, and have kind of gone from there. You know, Chad and I are filmmakers, and we picked up pipe smoking by ourselves, and we kind of knew each other. And then I came into contact with Lee's nephew, who happened to be a friend of mine, started talking about pipes and his uncle making pipes, and I was super fascinated. And so Chad made a trip with the crew down to Chicago. They met Lee, you know, after we had a hour long conference call with Lee, you know, kind of about who he was and where he'd been and what he's doing. And then we just kind of like jumped right in. And when we got back from the Chicago pipe convention, our buddy Scott, put together a wonderful trailer, and then it kind of just took off from there. You know, we were just like, hey, this is what we're doing. And, you know, we kind of jumped the gun ourselves by doing that. But, you know, here we are, you know, what, 4 years later, you know, we've just been pushing hard, and it's been a struggle here and there, but, you know, it's sparked a lot of interest with smokers, pipe smokers and non-pipe smokers. So it's really kind of opened up, you know, a whole new world for those people who have never really thought about pipe smoking in a more in-depth look than just it's something to smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, you know, a lot of folks get kind of come into contact with your project there, and they get inspired because they didn't understand the complexity and the depth of this kind of community and culture beneath the surface there. People, when they think of their pipe, maybe, or someone that smokes a pipe might have that initial image of granddad, but, you know, they're not thinking about the kind of underlying, you know, community that's there, just like with any other, you know, big time hobby. So, man, I know it's exposed a lot of folks to kind of that world. You know, you had talked about kind of going all over with travel and, you know, even some international production. Can you kind of give us an idea of who you've talked to, where you've been, and kind of, you know, just give us a overview of kind of your adventures?
Well, internationally, the rest of our crew was able to go over to Europe this past fall. And even Chad, prior to that, went over by himself with Lee to Japan and hung out there. And that's knew from the beginning, like, we were going to have to do some international traveling, you know, once we decided we were going to take the full plunge and do a full-length feature as opposed to just a short piece. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we knew it was going to be necessary to be in Italy guaranteed. And because there's a story and a connection between Mimo, who is the producer of the Briar for Lee. You know, it's, you know, Lee will tell you some of the best briar out there to make pipes. And upon that, we came in contact with the Everson family, and they're out of Denmark. So for a couple of years, we've just been talking and discussing, and we'd interviewed them too, the Everson family, Lars and Nana. And it was at the pipe show, and I'm talking to other people, and I'm thinking we need to be in their environment and talk to them there. And so we took the big plunge, you know, I think we decided like late September, and it was 2 weeks later that they were all on a plane and going through Denmark, Germany, Italy and France. And, you know, Italy dealt with Mimo and spent some time with Mimo. Lee actually met up with all of them. And so they hung out for a few days and watched them interact, and then, you know, went through the whole process of, you know, how the briar is harvested and everything else. It was, and I've been watching the footage with them too, and it's been amazing, you know, the stuff that we've got for this film. And then, you know, met up with the Scorti Caminetto family, and then Savinelli. We you know, they met up with Achille. So just traveling all over. Oh, and they actually went to France, to the Jacome factory in St. Cloud, which is, you know, the birthplace of briar.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And,
so yeah, it's intense. And, you know, and I'm bummed, but I'm super pumped. Chad got to go to Tokyo, you know, I said before, and he hung out with the Tokotomi family, you know, dealing with Suge and everything else. And, you know, got to do a lot of stuff that, you know, some of us never have been able to do when it comes to filming for such a thing like this. So,
I'm pumped. Find some discretionary funds for you to get over there too, dude. I don't know. I think the project may require that.
we were very fortunate. We had a few sponsors. We had smokingpipes.com, Sutliff, Tobacco, and Savinelli both, you know, took a big chunk of change. And by big chunk of change, I'm taking out from us, you know, so we had less expense to pay out of our own pocket for the trip. Yeah. So, I mean, you get
obviously the whole.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the whole pipe community is rallying around this because it's such an exciting thing for everyone. Even, you know, retailers and producers and all that. We all kind of have a lot to gain, but man, it's just kind of broadening and expanding the community. So, of course, those guys would want to help you out.
Yeah, I'm curious about something you kind of touched on already, and that's just the scope of the actual project. Because, you know, as anybody who's kind of a viewer of documentaries and kind of a studier of that format knows, that it's kind of this, you know, it's a real thing that you're capturing, but it does have a story through line. And so I'm kind of curious, as you have started the project, almost 4 years ago, and, you know, up until now, as you've kind of learned about the community, how is kind of the scope of what the story is? How has it evolved over this time?
Well, yeah. Like I said, we started small, and originally we're just going to do like a 10-minute spot with Lee. And the more people we talked to and came in contact, we have to kind of go big or go home. And this had not been done before either. There was nothing out there that we had researched that had anything like this before and done well. You know, we've seen some shoddy, pipe stuff, but we thought, man, with the experience that we all have, we could do something great and tell a great story. And it just, we quickly just expanded a huge list of people, and we're just like, we got to do this, we got to go here, we got to talk to this person. What's doing that? You know, we'll say, well, you got to talk to this person in the industry. And it was just like, holy cow. You know, we just jumped in head first and went crazy. And, you know, and as we've gone along, you know, we've seen where the knowledge of passing, you know, on pipe tradition, whether it's, you know, from family member to family member, or, you know, from, you know, colleague, you know, these people that make pipes will share their trade secrets or whatever. Like, everyone's very just open to talk and have a discussion. Like, well, maybe you should do this if you want to, you know, make the pipe look like this or that. You know, it's just interesting that everyone's willing to just talk as opposed to hide, you know, their so-called secrets or whatever when it comes to creating a pipe or anything like that.
Absolutely.
And so we've kind of pushed towards the carvers that were part of a legacy or in some way, you know, I guess you could say they're giving back to their community.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that concept. Like you said, I mean, we've got so many carvers out there that, you know, this is not like the mutual fund industry or something like that, where everyone's trying to hide their, most recent and latest widget. I mean, obviously, you know, there's plenty of people. Here listening to one right now that makes their living off of this kind of thing. But, you know, you've got these pipe carvers and tobacconists that are constantly swapping, you know, the best practices. And I love that. Our local guys here in Jackson, the Rocks Carvers, dealt through out of our shop. You know, these are guys that, they wouldn't be where they are without folks that have given time to invest in them. And it's just, I love to see that kind of giving back throughout the community. One thing we had talked about, the project kind of, you know, obviously sparking a lot of interest in the pipe community once you got out there, but have you noticed it as you put it out there and got to work on a little bit? Has it been fueled by the pipe community as well, as in like, have they been, you know, once you put it out there, have people kind of been after you to get this thing rolling out?
Oh, absolutely. Like, there was actually a point, you know, where I think it was my first trip to Richmond, over a year ago, and I was talking to one guy, and he's like, what do you do and who are you? And, you know, I told him who I was and what we were doing. He's like, oh, he's like, that's still alive? You know, I was like, oh man, we are terrible. You know, cause you know, we owe this, you know, Chad's like, with this project is 100% owed to the community, you know, and without Lee's introductions, we probably would have just been stuck doing a short piece with him. But he was like, yeah, so humble and said, you know what? You need to talk to these people and these people, and it's not just about me. And so, yeah, that'll be like, Chad says, centrally shown in the film. And, you know, that was hard for us because, you know, we had this great idea and this passion to do this, but, you know, for us, we started out with lack of funds. We're just doing everything out of pocket.
Yeah.
Production wise, we're just like, it was kind of shocking to hear. So this is still alive. All right, cool. You know, and people are excited about it, but you know, we have a season where we're like doing production, and then, you know, right now it's winter and we're kind of like stuck. We're not really doing anything. You don't see a whole lot on Facebook or Twitter, and which we need to be more involved with that, and that's kind of my area too, so I'm to blame. But but you know, it is, it's not just about us making a the film. It's about us making a film for everybody and enjoying it and experiencing it and understanding what pipe smoking is to the rest of the community.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, we talk a lot, obviously, about the pipe community, but given the unique stories that y'all have been tracking down just, you know, through these various areas and then also the, you know, specifically just kind of the international pipe community, what have you kind of learned that you might have otherwise been a little bit surprised about going, you know, seeing these different kind of patches of the pipe community here, but also, you know, across seas in Europe and you know, even in, you know, as far as Japan?
Well, I'll tell you, this is exactly what Chad said. And we both, I mean, for me, you know, doing a lot of the U.S. traveling for the film, you know, I was just as surprised as Chad was that how tight-knit the community is. And, you know, Chad said when he was in Japan filming with the Tokutomis at Suke, he said, I noticed pictures of Sixten Everson on the walls. And then here's a Danish pipe maker carver from the 60s, 70s, who's adored by, you know, those guys out in Japan. And here it is a half decade later. And he's, as not only that, the collectors he hung out with the one week in Tokyo, he saw later in Cologne for that big pipe smoking competition in Germany. And then they were already met up at a party in Denmark. And between that, he said, basically, if you want to participate in pipe events all year long, you can travel around the whole globe and run into everybody you know while doing it. And he said it's pretty remarkable. Yeah. And it's absolutely, you know, the 3 years I've been able to go to the pipe shows and everything else too. It's wild. It's like, and it's like family. Like, these people are like family. They treat you with respect and care. And we'll, you know, ask, well, last we talked, how is this going? And what's up with the family, or, you know, and whatever else comes up. It's really amazing.
That's really cool. Just piggybacking off that, man, I love my pipes. I love tobacco. I've smoked for, 12, 13, 14 years now. I don't know. But I would not be in this industry if it weren't for pipe smokers. I just wouldn't be. I mean, pipe smokers and pipe carvers are just they're just different people, man. I mean, I feel comfortable and safe around them. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It's good to have that community. Let me ask what by the way, we have a tweet from at Jeff Jessup on Twitter, and he's impressed by our beards. He says, watching my first live show, there are some serious beards online today. So anyway, I feel a little validated just that Bo and I are in the conversation with Beard Corps, but we'll take what we can get. You know, wanted to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we have a long way to go, brother.
That's right.
Yeah. What, you know, tell us about kind of where you're at in production at this point and what we can expect, you know, in the next few months.
We are about 85-90% of the way done with production, once that's done, we already have started cutting a rough cut. But we're very early stages. And we're planning to be in Chicago in May. We've got a few more interviews that we'd like to get and wrap up with that. And then we have, like, there's a, you know, central key piece, which is, you know, the Native American culture of pipe smoking
absolutely.
And the sacred aspect of what that looks like. And that's, you know, kind of the theme of slowing down. And, you know, there's this very, if you will, spiritual aspect to it.
Absolutely. And,
yeah. You know, for me, that's, you know, I calm down, I have a pipe, I drink a scotch or coffee or whatever, and I'll read a book and I'll relax. Or, you know, that's, you know, we had a pipe club meeting last night and we said, this is a great place just to have conversations, you know, over a pipe. And you'll have like the silliest conversations, the most in-depth theological conversations.
I see it every day, bro. It's out of control.
Yeah.
It can take a dramatic pivot really quick.
Yeah. So we're pushing forward and, you know, we're going to keep editing up until the end of the year. We're looking for a late fall, maybe winter release of the film. So we're going to be keeping busy, and I'm busy looking for distribution. So it's, you know, it's kind of bonkers, especially, you know, for the rest of us, we have our other jobs and we have to take care of our families, which, you know, Chad did today.
Yeah.
You know, he took a job and he unfortunately missed that. He had this booked up this morning as well, but you got to feed the family, and he's got, you know, another bun in the oven coming out soon. So
that's great. Well, man, we missed him, but we're glad he's doing what he has to do.
All right. So you heard it here, folks. Movie's coming out this winter, 2015.
Bam.
That's the thing.
Well, as everything goes well, yes.
But if that changes, we'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted. But that's the thing, man. Last time you were on, I remember I saw articles pop up here and there, and it was like, you know, Rush goes on Country Squire Radio and
right.
you know, gives update on project.
Right, right.
I was like, oh yeah, I guess you did say that. You know, there was some sort of time frame that you said last time you were on, and it kind of, you know, went all over. So
yeah.
Definitely look forward to seeing it, you know, when it comes out. You said already that y'all are going to be in Chicago. What are the pipe shows y'all have on the horizon?
Well, right now that's the only one we've discussed. I would love to come down to New Orleans.
Do it,
man. We want you to.
Yes.
Hang out. And, you know, there's we still are talking about, you know, the possibility of getting down to the Perique farm as well.
Yeah,
because we'd love to share Mark Ryan's story and how he revived and basically brought back Perique from almost near extinction. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's huge.
Have y'all considered actually, I mean, given the fact that kind of, you know, the community and then also just kind of the processes and there's so many different facets to kind of what is around the pipe. Have y'all considered doing kind of almost like a sequel or anything like that? Or, you know, maybe splitting what you have now into two different stories?
Well, that's – and yeah, absolutely. That's the discussion we had early last year because there's – you know, Mark Ryan's story may not be central to the Father of the Flame story that we're doing now.
Right.
So we've talked about, you know, after this is done, maybe doing a few, like, mini-series pieces.
Right.
So do, like, yeah. do one on Mark and a couple other people as well. So that's definitely being talked about. We're not locked in and – guaranteeing that, but it's definitely being talked about.
Well, look, going forward, how can our listeners follow kind of the process, progress, and updates on Father of the Flame?
We have Facebook. So it's facebook.com, Father of the Flame. We have got Instagram. That's Father of the Flame. Twitter's Father of the Flame. And we have our web page as well, which is fatherofflame.com. And you can see our trailers there. You can kind of see our story of how we got into it and kind of like what our focus is for the movie and everything else. And there's, you know, areas if you want to donate money, just, you know, donate $5 or a dollar. You can do that. Or there's a couple of things where if you like want a shirt and tamper, there's those options as well. Or there's packages for if you want to be a donor who is helping, like, you know, for instance, example, you know, Sutliff and the other, you know, Savinelli and SmokingPipes.com have been huge in the support that they've given with their financial donations to really push this. And, you know, they have been very encouraging and to us with that. But not only that, but they've also sat down and talked with us and said, well, what about this? And why are you doing this? Well, how does that work with the story? So they're asking questions that we need to be asked, not just by our film community, but by the pipe community itself.
Yeah.
So we're all tracking in the same direction. So everything flows properly and makes sense. And you're not bored out of your mind going, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would they do that?
That's great.
So again, the website is fatherofflame.com.
Correct.
All right. So fatherofflame.com, you can find all the social information there, as well as links to how you can support. And I mean, you know, those tampers especially look really, really cool.
They're hot. Yeah.
So you got to check those out. And of course, Rush, you are you're no newbie when it comes to merchandising. Of course, you know, what listeners may or may not know is that you've got your own little enterprise, Beardcore. Is it Beardcore Media now?
Well, it's kind of tiered into both. It's Beardcore and then Beardcore Media. It's media when I do different film projects or, you know, once I helped put out a record for a friend's band here in town.
All right, right on. Well, all right, but tell us a little bit about some of the merch. I mean, are you still doing the t-shirts and all the good stuff?
We are. The site actually, like when I went out to Colorado on vacation to hang out with my dad, I shut the site down. So right now it's still shut down because I am teamed up with one of my friends who has a print shop here in town, and he'd expressed some interest in like working with Beardcore and helping out. So we're having weekly meetings and talking about what's the next stage of Beardcore. And we're currently in the process of building a new website And that should be launched by, we're hoping, mid-March. And so we've got a couple mainstay shirts that will stay, and we've got a couple new shirts that'll be coming out as well. We'll be, for the love of everybody that has asked me, we're going to have hoodies.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
I tell you what, we did a small run of hoodies years ago, and I just kind of stuck with the shirts. And, you know, part of this was just because I was in film school and I didn't have time to really invest in doing Beard Corps full time, along with my full time job and everything else. So I just kind of put it on the back burner. And, you know, since then I've been busy with other film projects and everything else. And, you know, it came to the point like, well, we have a means to an end now. We can invest more time into it and make it what I'd really like to see it become. And everyone's like, when are you doing hoodies? When are you doing hoodies? When are you doing hoodies? I'm like, we're doing hoodies.
Thing now.
So,
yeah. Pipe smokers love their hoodies, dude. I think the whole country
this
does.
This time of year, especially.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to represent Beard Corps, you got to have something that'll give you a little bit more extra cushion around.
That's
too,
right.
So
that's right. Other than the
beard. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to have, you know, there's something like there's that whole, you know, you got your big pipe and then you've got your dwarven hoodie and everything. Yeah, I think there's imagery that goes with that as well that I like. So that's good, man. Well, we're excited to see it. Of course, if you're not familiar, go to beardcore.com to find the t-shirts that are out there right now. And man, it's all about living your life not hardcore, Beardcore.
That's Beardcore.
To do it up. Well, Rush, man, we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank
and
you,
giving
brother.
Us an update.
Yeah.
You've been a great friend. It's been wonderful to get to know you first through the podcast and then off air as well. So we love you, brother. Hope to have you guys again as we get closer to release.
Yeah, thank you again for having us, and we'll keep you posted, and you know, maybe we can do another update, you know, come fall or whichever else. So
we'd love that.
Yeah, tell Chad he's on notice though.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely will.
That's great. Is he just real quick, when is his bun in the oven ready to get out of the oven?
I'm not sure. I'm a few months, I'm sure. I could be completely wrong.
Okay. I didn't know if it was imminent or what, but anyway, man, that's great. Well, tell them congratulations for us, and may we wish them all the best.
Absolutely will.
Okay, brother.
All right. Thanks, Rush.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. See you guys.
Dude, that was awesome. I love hanging out with Rush.
Well, it's always encouraging just to see the feedback that he's getting from the pipe community. But, I mean, he's making us excited. We're getting stoked up about this. Wow, that was a terrible pun.
No, and I like it.
But, you know, we really are. I mean, it's exciting because we, you know, particularly on my side of the tobacco bar, you know, we sense a real resurgence and a real excitement in the pipe community. It is so invigorating just to see all this new blood get in. But we don't really have a lot of a way to quantify that. You know, we see it. We feel the energy. Obviously, sales are going up and all that kind of thing. But, you know, this is like an almost empirical way to see, like, the dramatic exponential growth that's happening in the pipe community.
Right.
And just all the, you know, awesome various ways that people are experimenting with new things. So, man, it's always encouraging to have him on. We're just tickled that he could stop by.
And anytime you get especially pipes and just kind of the culture surrounded it in the media,
yeah,
that's a huge thing. And it's a rare thing. And it's, I think it's part of the reason why, you know, podcasts about pipes are so important. I think it's another reason why documentaries, like specialty products like this, and especially productions, are really, really crucial just in the community as we go into kind of the age that we're in and the age that we're going into.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's FORHERS.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Quick fire with the Squire.
Man, we got a Super Mario Edition theme in honor of Bowser Blend.
Bowser's Castle. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Is Mario a superhero or just a really good plumber?
Well, okay, in his world, I think he's a really good plumber that occasionally stumbles into some remarkable things.
Okay.
Like, you know, mushrooms that give him more life.
Right.
I think, but I mean, other people in his universe can also stumble into those things, so... I'm on the fence about this. I'm going to go with the awesome plumber that maybe has some spiritual gifts.
That's good. So you went like inside. See, in my mind, I was thinking like, you know, if I was a plumber and somebody called me up and said, hey, my daughter just went down the toilet, go get her.
Right.
And then you have to go down this pipe and it brings you to this other universe.
That's fair.
I mean, at what point you'd be like, this isn't my job.
Right.
You know, like, so I feel like you have to have that super heroics. You know, as they're throwing turtle doves that can kill you and little man-eating plants that come out of it. All right, so let me ask you this. Would you choose the flower, which gives you firepower,
okay,
or the star, which gives you temporary invincibility?
Yeah, I know. This one is hard for me. I think I'd have to go with the flower because I like setting things on fire. But also, you know, invincibility, even if it's temporary, like, I don't know, that kind of takes the fun out of things sometimes, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. I'd probably go flower as well.
You think so?
Mostly because I can maintain it. You know, you hang on to the flower, you're good to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What other lit things can you maintain, Bo?
They're very funny. Very funny. I can. I'm cannot wait till the next competition.
Until our next.
I'm going to destroy
long
everybody.
Smoke competition.
Yes.
Bo's been on his porch practicing deliberately every single hour for the past 3 months.
When you were growing up, Mario or Luigi?
Mario, as always, okay. Just because I was one of those kids that desperately wanted to be first player because first players just are cooler. But Luigi, green is my favorite color, so occasionally I would switch it up and go in that direction.
All right, yeah, I was Mario. I was an oldest, and if you had said Luigi, I had a follow up, which was, were you a younger sibling or were you just trying to be ironic?
Ooh,
it's pretty good, right?
That is a good one. What do our hipsters think of Luigi? We should ask them about that.
Like, I feel like Luigi's the hipster Mario, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, and then last but not least, and this kind of gets a little in-depth right here.
Okay.
If you had a warp zone that would take you to the last few years of your life, would you take it if you knew that those last few years was going to be a happy ending?
Wow, Bo.
I know.
You brought the heat on that
I
one.
I know.
I don't think so. No, I wouldn't. Because, no, of course I wouldn't. I mean, you got to live life. Like, the last few years wouldn't be a happy ending if you didn't have the interim years.
Oh, there it is.
Because they make us who we are.
That's good.
That's part of our story. Even if the inner years are painful.
Yeah.
They make us who we are.
Exactly. I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah. Forget the warp zone.
Got a little deep there. Got a little deep. That's how we do it.
Bring the heat.
Well, those are our quick fire questions. If you'd like to send us some quick fire questions, you can do so. CSR at podastery.com.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
Got some great listener feedback this morning.
Yeah.
And actually a little bit of clarification that was sent in from a listener. You know, last week we did our Heroes of the Bowl, and I brought Merlin to the table. And
it was a fun episode. If y'all missed that episode, be sure to go back and check that one out.
It really was. It really was. And, you know, there was the question of time travel we discussed, because in the film, Merlin could time travel. And I said that I wasn't exactly sure where that came from. I know for me and for a lot of for a generation of viewers,
right?
That was the first time that we got exposed to the character. And so, you know, that was kind of the first idea of time travel was specifically through that movie. However, Matt Simmons tweeted in and said the Disney Merlin that we discussed is actually based off of T.H. White's The Once and Future King. And in that novel, that's where he actually invented the time travel stuff.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I'm actually not familiar with that particular novel.
I'm familiar with it by name and, you know, a little bit by content, just in the sense that it's kind of an Arthurian legend. But I've never actually sat down and read it.
That's interesting.
Might have to be a future recommendation.
Hey, thank you, Matt. That's all. We appreciate the clarification.
Absolutely. You want to take the next one?
The next one is from BTG Photo on iTunes. He says, awesome show, very interesting content. Hey guys, love your show. As a new pipe smoker, I'm really enjoying listening to all the diverse content you provide. Boy, it really is diverse, isn't it, Bo? He says, keep up the great work. Hey, thanks, BTG Photo. We appreciate you. Thanks for doing that on iTunes, too. That helps out a lot.
Absolutely. You know, we love getting the iTunes reviews. It's one of the great ways to help support the show. We also love it when you guys tune in live as well. We do a live broadcast every single Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. There's a lot of ways to kind of keep up with us as well. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter. We're at Squire Radio. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole. And you can get us at the shop at @_CountrySquire.
That's right. And, of course, all this information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com, where, hey, by the way, you can get a Country Squire Radio t-shirt for just $10.
They're half off, dude.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's fantastic.
That's right.
Yeah, people have been snatching them up around the shop, too, since we put them on discount a little bit.
That's right. I need to bring you guys some more mugs,
too. Come grab one, baby. Oh, yeah, the mugs fly out of there.
That's right. Yeah. Now that we've only got
a couple left, yeah.
Now that they're the same price as the mugs, whenever I get the update that somebody got something, I'm like, I don't even know what it is.
It's like it's 2 for 1. You're like, oh man,
it's a good deal.
It's great.
All right, man. We like y'all check that out. Head on over to the Squire, either in person or online, and get your good stuff.
Yeah,
man. It's gonna be a cold day. Y'all are still opening on time, right?
Still opening on time. You know, things. a lot of Mississippians, when the weather gets to 35 degrees and partly wet at all, apparently all life comes to a standstill. But man, people gotta have their tobacco.
That's how it goes.
We'll be there. We'll be slinging some Bowser's Castle, and I'm gonna be smoking my Scottish mixture and bundled up.
It's gonna be a good one.
Yep,
man. Let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.